dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to remember those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must henceforth be forever cast into the abyss of dead names. In this moment of our remembrance, we prove with great grief and wailing the sincerity of our noble tolerance. What we once wrongly allowed in the ignorance of white privilege has become the cleansing rite of virtue signaling we use to prove our purity. Join with me now as we remember those we have lost. The Monopoly Community Chest Cards, which dared to teach true but unpleasant facts such as that selling stock can be profitable, having children is expensive, some parents leave an inheritance to their progeny, and that wealthy persons pay significantly higher taxes because of their vast property holdings. Worse still, these cards promoted contests based on physical beauty and actually stated that banks sometimes admit their errors. Truly, they should have been called anti-community chest cards. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Dr. Binoy Sobnak, who was fired from his job as a physics instructor because he exploited the power dynamic inherent in the overuse of question marks in text messages to colleagues. As a member of the ruling Indian lecturer class at Cambridge University, Dr. Sobnak deliberately abused his brown privilege to browbeat colleagues by turning the question mark into a fully automatic punctuation weapon. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Love for the Father and Son.
And finally this week, traditional playing cards, which were found to have produced untold anguish through their misogynistic teaching that kings are more important than queens. Thankfully, there is now a new deck of cards in which the system of royal superiority may be maintained through the device of monarchs of both genders. This updated version also wisely removes the endorsement of self-harm by eliminating suicide jacks and the horrendous bigotry against the alternately cited contained in the uncharitable depiction of one-eyed jacks. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
With these canceled villains cast out from our midst, may we all go forth and microaggress no more. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
And be sure to join us next week for the early and the late service at 6:20 and 8:20 here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.